From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Syrian government forces continue their offensive on rebel-held eastern Aleppo. Government forces and their allies are advancing street by street in the eastern sector. The British-based monitoring group, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, says 290 civilians have died in the artillery bombardment of the eastern districts of Aleppo, and 50 civilians have been killed by rebel attacks on western districts of Aleppo in the past 2 weeks. At the United Nations Saturday, Russia vetoed a proposed UN Security Council resolution demanding an end to the bombing of Aleppo. 10 Turkish soldiers and 8 civilians were killed Sunday when suspected Kurdish militants detonated a car bomb outside a military checkpoint in Hakkari province in eastern Turkey. Another 26 people, 10 soldiers and 16 civilians, were wounded. Turkey's prime minister blames the Kurdistan Workers' Party for the suicide attack. The Ethiopian government has announced a 6-month state of emergency in response to growing anti-government protests across the country. Prime Minister Haile Mariam Desalegn says the declaration is intended to curb recent attacks on government buildings and businesses. White House officials say the Obama administration is launching an immediate review of its support for the Saudi-led coalition fighting in Yemen. The review follows an airstrike Saturday that killed more than 140 people at a funeral in Sana'a and wounded at least 500. U.S. National Security Council spokesman Ned Price says U.S. security cooperation with Saudi Arabia is not a blank check. This is VOA News.